If you're innovating, creating, or making a difference,
this show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
I was looking on Craigslist for something kind of fun to do, and it just said Carnivale, dress up, and an opportunity to dress up and be in masquerade.
Well, this is going to be without restraints, so that I don't have any obstacles when it's just Carnivale by itself. And the two things that come to mind is enigma and beauty.
Every year, Long Beach celebrates a Venetian tradition. Carnival in Venice, or Venetian Carnivale, is a festival dating back to the 11th century. It's filled with parties, music, and dancing. And elaborate costumes with full masks and makeup are at the core of the fun and the sense of mystery.
Every time that you venture into Venice, things are not going to be exactly the same. Then they do have a different way of having Carnivale every year.
Joseph Mascherati is the organizer of Long Beach Carnivale, the only U.S. event modeled after Carnival in Venice.
In Venice, the Grand Canal becomes like a Cirque du Soleil on water, I think.
After participating in Venetian Carnivale a number of times, Joseph first started Long Beach Carnivale in 2012. Currently, he's making final preparations for the 2016 Long Beach Carnivale. Now, what can you expect at a Long Beach Carnivale? This is a free outdoor celebration on the plaza near Aquarium of the Pacific. Come prepared for music, dance, festivity, and to say that you're going to see some incredible costumes is an understatement.
The first one I tried on, I didn't feel too good in. I just didn't feel like me, because the first one was more like very dark.
Denise Ramirez is one of Long Beach Carnivale's models. 2015 was her first Long Beach Carnivale.
I was looking on Craigslist for something kind of fun to do, and then I came across that, and it just said, Carnivale, dress up, and, you know, an opportunity to dress up and be in masquerade. And I've always wanted to do something like that, so I thought, what a neat opportunity. So I responded to the ad, and then he wrote back, and we took it from there.
Joseph designs and supplies a number of the Long Beach Carnivale costumes.
He contacted me back, and he asked me what height I was. And then he asked that I meet him so we can try on a few costumes. And so I went to meet him in Long Beach, and he had quite a few costumes.
Joseph talked about the inspiration behind his designs.
A little bit of everything. The modern Carnivale, people go in very different directions. I don't really stick with the traditional French look or the traditional Venetian look.
So finally we found my costume, and the costume that I was wearing, the name of it is Beautiful Half-Masked Woman from the Heavens. All white. I loved it. It had the wings.
And then it's the kickoff for Carnivale. It's called the Flight of the Angel. And what that means is they have this woman go to the very highest watchtower, which is in the square. They bring a rope, and they go to the bottom of the square. And they got experts. They know how to handle the ropes or whatever. But this woman is coming down from, I'm going to say, 30 stories, 30 stories down. And everybody's watching, and that's basically the coming down of the angel, which is the kickoff.
There will not be a Flight of the Angel to open Long Beach Carnivale. But opening festivities are going to be right near the Aquarium of the Pacific Shark Tank.
We're going to do the shark thing for the kickoff on the 25th. It's actually one of the patios. There'll be a band. People get to play with them and touch them. And then after that, just hang out on the square and do what we do in Carnivale at night.
One of the main things people do at Venetian Carnivale, at night or at any other time, is take pictures and video. And you're encouraged to bring a camera along and join in the festivities here at Long Beach Carnivale as well. The models will be expecting that, and they will pose for you.
One of the things that I'm going to be doing is I'm going to let people kind of have their own space to decide on meetings. You know, having like an early morning sunrise photography or sunset, or they want a private session, they can go and be photographed someplace else.
Joseph is very good about just doing the fitting and making sure you like your costume. You know, and it's just like an experience to just dress up and show off that creative side to you and that mystery.
This year's Long Beach Carnivale theme, Enigma and Beauty. And watching the models personifying the spirit of Carnivale here in Long Beach, They certainly make it look easy.
You have to definitely be graceful in it, and it is very heavy. And then the mask that I had on, the eyes had to be kind of like right, and it wasn't at first. So then it was kind of hard to walk and look out the mask.
The weather, you know, is unpredictable. It's just so difficult to say what is going to happen.
Definitely is not easy. And it happened to be a very hot day.
I really wanted to have sunshine, and we definitely did. My gosh, it was like 80 degrees at one point.
We were all kind of sweating in our costumes. So Joseph did mention a few times, if you guys need to take a break, you know, go ahead, because it can get really hot. Nonetheless, it's a nice experience.
Multicultural performances and dance are scheduled to start at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, March 26th. But Joseph says you're welcome to come to the plaza outside the aquarium much earlier than that.
I'm going to let people have more control about what Carnevale is. Carnevale is not an event that we manufacture. We just organize a venue, and then people get to participate in whichever capacity, whether they want or like, with our Venetian passion.
Suppose somebody listening wants to be part of Long Beach Carnevale 2016. They don't quite know where to start. What kind of a mini orientation could we give them now?
Well, it's just as long as they know that it's a beautiful experience. And when you go, there's people of all ages and music performances and shows, and you're going to be photographed. So as long as you're comfortable being photographed.
I am renting the outfits for the public.
2016 will be the first year Joseph has had some of the costumes he's designed available for rent.
And so that's another way of supporting. Basically, they pick the one they want, and then they put a deposit, and then they arrange to pick it up and arrange to bring it back when it's over. Maybe next year will be a little different, but, you know, we're really set with a model right now, so it's a little bit of a test pilot, per se.
More and more, Carnevale has become a blending of cultures, both in Venice and in Long Beach.
They have a stage over there in Venice, and they do bring international flavors. Like, I saw Asian performing dancing. I saw, I think it was Greek dancers that were spinning in circles. And so last year I was bringing, you know, flavors from Brazil, some from Bolivia.
The Brazilian samba dancers are going to be back for this year's Long Beach Carnevale, and so will the Bolivian dancers, according to Long Beach Carnevale's website. There's also an interesting aspect to the multiculturalism in Venice.
In Venice, that was a little of a problem, that unless you speak French, you may not find out things unless you know someone. And I know it sounds weird, French, when you're in Italy, but there's a lot of French people that go and have a huge passion for Carnevale, and they find the people, and I don't know how they do it, but somehow they know who they are. And then the photographers find their models or the people in costumes, and they agree where they meet.
Not to worry, in Long Beach, speaking French is not a requirement. How can people best support you, not just as you prepare for Carnevale 2016, but as you grow this for the next 5 years?
You know, that is something that has been changing. I think I'm going to be putting a place where they can donate if they feel inclined to donate to Carnevale. I'm just like a place on Facebook or even on the website.
Just not being shy and not being afraid of the cameras, and just that expressing that beauty and creativity.
But again, the model in Venice is, you know, this is free and everybody can come in. And then, you know, because it helps the entire city, it helps the entire city on all the money that it makes. It's a little bit different. I mean, they have a huge budget to that here in California, actually here in Long Beach, where I don't have that kind of support. I don't have that kind of city assistance.
What is the weekend of March 25th, 26th going to be like for you?
I would maybe go the weekend before and just try on the costume again and make sure that everything fits properly. And then I would go the day of, and he has someone assisting with the fittings. So that's always good, because it's kind of hard for you to do a lot of like the little details. And then I would be in costume for quite a few hours after that. So I would say 4 hours in costume, 4 to 5 hours.
Wow.
Last year, I was amazed all the people that I was surprised. I saw all those outfits that we had nothing to do with, and they just thought, well, they just did this on their own. It was just amazing, and so it's just growing.
If you attend Long Beach Carnevale, In addition to supporting a great free event, you're also going to get the opportunity to support an excellent resource in the Long Beach community, the Aquarium of the Pacific.
The aquarium has been wonderful in giving us the help, the capacities, the resources. Really, they've been wonderful. I need to be putting together an event for the aquarium only, for the aquarium itself, for photographers just to go and take pictures inside the aquarium. And I'm not talking people in costumes, but they're talking about fish and sea mammals and stuff like that. With the crowd of photographers that we have, what I'll be doing is setting one up like that for particularly photographers to come and do that.
You'll find information about this event for photography at the aquarium on Long Beach Carnevale's website, longbeachcarnevale.com. longbeachcarnevale.com. And if you're wondering about carnival makeup or resources for costumes, that's also the quickest way to find both a great tutorial about face makeup, it's much easier than you think it might be, and a link to their Facebook page where you'll find information on costume rental. And if you're looking ahead to the future, you also have an exciting opportunity.
In addition, for 2017, I am trying to organize another trip over there, and I'm meaning into Venice. So basically, people who have enough resources or like to it, they can come with us to Venice and really see the whole thing. And so the way that I have the package put together will be also helpful for the whole thing that I've been doing here for the past 5 years or so.
With Long Beach Carnevale, Joseph has seen a lot of growth in those years.
It's not something that people are mistaking for a Mardi Gras anymore. It's something that it is. That finally it's catched on and people are really understanding it now.
Every one of us brought something different to the table. I think it's just something from like outside of work and whatever responsibilities you have, you're in this costume and no one knows what you look like and it's just like a mystery. And I think that's what we like about it. So I'll speak for myself, just like the beauty and the imagination and just like playing that role.
Some of the officers that have been over here, they made their way to Italy, they made their way to Venice, and there is this competition, it's called The Most Beautiful Mask, if I translate it directly, and we enter that competition, and we have a little bit of an interview with the judges and people there, and everyone saw the outfits that have been over here in America. Everyone just basically loved them.
As an artist, I think I just got more comfortable in my own skin, got more comfortable being in front of the camera.
I wanted the entire whole of Europe to hear the name Long Beach Carnevale and a little bit of Asia because they are both over there, and they did. So now it's at least well enough in Italy that there is a carnival like the one in Venice here in America, in California. So who knows what will happen in the next few years, especially next year when we go back again and see what kind of response or interest there is.
And just meeting new people and, yeah, just expressing myself, but in a different sort of way, because in other things that I've done, it's been more, you know, where people see my face and know who I am. And so this is definitely a different experience.
People are going to come up with these incredible ideas that they have, and they're amazing. I've been amazed by people as much as we amaze them. You see other people and you completely mesmerize and caught by the way that they do things.
So I just learned something completely different. And I think I just put myself out there. If I would have thought about it too much, then I wouldn't have done it. I just kind of went with it and learned from it.
And so when we had it here in 2015 here in Long Beach, I was surprised what people did. I was taken back. I was delighted to see it. It wasn't my concept. It was their influenced by my idea or whatever, but they went and took it their own way. And that's basically what creativity is. You are led by inspiration from somewhere, from someone, and then you take it your own direction.
What would you really love most to see people take away from Long Beach Carnevale about being creative and carrying the spirit of Carnevale with them through the year?
I think just having the experience, just going back home and just telling everyone what a great event and telling their families and friends about the event. And I think they can just take with them the beauty of it all.
You and I have been listening to Joseph Mascarati, organizer of Long Beach Carnevale, and to Denise Ramirez, who is going to be returning this year as a Carnevale model. Bring your camera and look for Denise and her fellow models posing in their spectacular silk, velvet, lace, wings, and much more for their 2016 Long Beach Carnivale pictures. Long Beach Carnivale kicks off with a Shark Night Party, 6 o'clock Friday, March 25th, near the Shark Tanks outside the Aquarium of the Pacific. Then festivities continue all day, Saturday, March 26th, on the plaza outside the aquarium. You'll find Long Beach Carnivale's musical program and other information on their website, longbeachcarnivale.com. Their musical program, again, is scheduled to start at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, but as Joseph mentioned, the timing of your Carnivale experience is very much up to you. You can come early for pictures and stay to dance. Dancing starts at 7 o'clock that evening with a DJ. You'll find more information on longbeachcarnivale.com. That's longbeachcarnivale.com. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more Over Coffee podcasts, our link is twomaverix.com. That's twomaverix.com. And you can contact us at twomaverix@gmail.com. The music you're hearing is royalty-free production music provided by Pond5 at pond5.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.